to parts of the 20-point ceasefire plan, including the release of hostages, but with conditions, and that would require negotiations. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
We have to wait for the American team to interpret this, to see what details there are. It looks like an attempt to delay the process. It's not an emphatic yes, and it's not an emphatic no. Overall, it appears positive, but frankly, there's more that we don't know than we do know.
Hamas's political leader telling news outlet Al Jazeera that getting all the hostages exchanged in 72 hours will be hard to do. That proposal also requires Hamas to disarm. In a social media post earlier, President Trump gave a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree or all hell would break loose. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This week, Wisconsin's welcoming dairy producers from around the globe to the World Dairy Expo. Remember, though, even the healthiest animals can have germs that can make you sick. If you go, be sure to wash your hands and wipe down toys, strollers, and cell phones after being around the cattle. You can get more tips on staying safer on animals at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you're invited over to Elk Lake Park in Phillips for Family Fall Fest 2025. Brace yourself for heart-pounding carnival rides, indulge your taste buds in a whirlwind of sweetness with mouth-watering cotton candy and decadent caramel apples, and if you're feeling competitive, you can challenge your friends and family to a game of cornhole. There's also a pumpkin painting activity, and you can bounce your way to endless laughter in the inflatable bounce house. And also, don't forget to visit the petting zoo. Best of all, admission is completely free for all ages. Once again, this is taking place October 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. It's been 1 week since Congressman Tom Tiffany announced his campaign for governor, and now the first Democrat has jumped into the race to take his place in Congress. Isabella Nieto has more.
Fred Clark is a former state lawmaker and senior forester with the Department of Natural Resources and an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy. He's also served on the Wisconsin Council on Forestry, the Tourism Council, and briefly on the Natural Resources Board. In a campaign video, Clark emphasized the importance of bipartisanship.
You know, in my years working as a forester and a business owner, I worked with loggers, and with landowners, and with resource managers. And we always had one unspoken rule. We just left the politics at the truck door.
Clark previously served in the state assembly, representing the Baraboo area. He won a Republican-held seat in 2008. Appearing live on air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow, Clark says he spent his summer getting to know many parts of the 7th Congressional District.
We went to Marshfield and to Wausau and Merrill and Tomahawk and Rhinelander and Hayward and Spooner and Webster and Hudson.
The 7th District stretches across the northern third of the state. It's the largest congressional district in Wisconsin. Clark says his trip around the district helped him decide to make his case for new representation in northern Wisconsin.
We just decided to get on the road and try to put a pulse on what people were thinking about and talking about.
Clark took aim at Congressman Tom Tiffany, saying he's been, quote, missing in action.
He was not holding public events. Some of these really momentous decisions, like the big billionaire's bill that came out of Washington that he voted for, he simply wasn't willing to stand up and account for himself in public.
Republican candidate Jesse Eben has also declared a run for the seat. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddy Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid 80s. And more sunshine Sunday, windy, a high in the upper 70s to 80, rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Currently 81 degrees. 98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Keep it moving. gonna be a man of mine.
Shania Twain on 98Q, Any Man of Mine. Gray here, and this begins the five in a row that K&B Refrigeration brings you every 4 o'clock hour on 98Q. K&B handles all of your major brand appliance needs to fit your budget from their location in Medford. So give K&B Refrigeration a call for your appliance needs, even while you listen to Luke Bryan up next on WCQM.
She walks up velvet rope on hooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Coming off a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we're leaving. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants to know. And I don't know how I got to be the only thing she needs right now. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Hey, I, yeah. I get to be what she wants tonight.
What's up, y'all? My name is Bailey Zimmerman.
Born to be getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and his partner. Me and his partner. Me and his partner.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Like this, but baby, I
anywhere you wanna go. Baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions. Whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh.
Midnight saw him, I turned goodbye around. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of man, the hands of time. You sing a sing in Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now just fine. I'm doing all right. We ain't as young as we used to be. We're young and high. It's so easy when you let some loud guitars and words that rhyme hang on the hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back in black, shoot me all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? Looking back, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Words that rhyme. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the garden along with. We ain't as young as we used to be.
this is Blake Shelton.
Dust. I'm a state country.
Or die trying.
Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
The only man, and didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough, well, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So come.
That's Faith Hill with Peace of My Heart on 98Q. Gray here with you, and it's football time. There is a full-on revolution happening in the NFL in the kicking game. First of all, this segment has roots in a Brett Coleman video, which you should find on YouTube. The title is something about kick returners having a hard time right now. Bottom line up front, kickers from a few teams have cracked a code with new kicking rules. Three or four of them have clearly begun to figure out how to influence games, but the Panthers and Rams kickers Fitzgerald and Carty, respectively, are the true pioneers. Basically, the new dynamic kickoff is working well in its goal of making more kickoff returns, but because of that, it means that either team could end up with the advantage after the kickoff. All last year, it was touchback, 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 and most starting field position was almost exactly the same. And the average starting field position this year is about the same as it was last year. But last year, it was the 30-yard line because it was all touchbacks. This year, it's the 30-yard line because the average return is actually making it that far. Touchbacks coming out to the 35 means teams are actually trying to stop the kick return in the landing zone instead of just taking that touchback medicine. Just 4 weeks into the season, we can already see that those rules are working, but also the kickers now matter more than ever, and even more than expected. I've got some stats to prove it, and actually these stats are only through the first 3 weeks, which makes them even more impressive. Last year, if we counted kickoffs that pinned the opponent within their own 20-yard line, 5 teams tied at the top of the league with 6. It's kind of an astoundingly low number. The most any team managed to pin their opponent behind the 20 with kickoffs was 6 total across the entire season, because most teams were just blowing out touchbacks anyway, because that pinning opportunity was pretty thin. The kicker of the Rams this season has 6 already after just week 3. Now, let's tighten that even further. Kickoffs that pin the opponent inside the 10, nobody did it more than twice all last year. The Panthers kicker Fitzgerald, he's got 3 already through 3 weeks. Field goals over 50 are being made at about 75% rate this year, which is 5% higher than last year. 5% is a jump, but honestly, it sounds a little smaller than I expected until you consider the increase in attempts. 16.4 attempts over 50 last year, 20 attempts over 50 per week so far this year. Copycat league, too, which means that the other 20-something teams are working on doing this right now, and making field goals is now only half the job for a kicker near you. If you take nothing else from this, just hear this. Watch kickers. Watch kick returns. They matter now more than ever, and it's not just a home run opportunity. It could be the kicking team winning that drive before it even starts. We're in the middle of a revolution. It shall not be televised, though, matter of fact, it is. I've got more football info for you later this hour, but let's get back to the music on 98Q. It's what we're here for. It's up next. It's George Burge after this.
98Q Country.
The Trucks open their round of 8 today on the Roval. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Steven Wilson, Zach Novak, Vicente Salas, and Casey Kerwin have advanced through the round of 10 and will fight for the title in the 2025 eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Championship 4 finale live from the NASCAR Hall of Fame on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series opens up a busy race weekend at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval today with their first race in the 8-driver round of the playoffs. With 9 wins this season, Corey Heim is the championship leader and has a 47-point lead over his closest challenger, Lane Riggs. This will be the Truck Series debut on the Roval, which can be heard on the NASCAR Racing Network at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will race on the Roval tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, while the NASCAR Cup Series will race on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, a race that will solidify their round of 8. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through OSAFE Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. OSAFE Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAFE Wealth.
Big G from 98Q Country will be live in downtown Phillips on Saturday, October 4th for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. The event features over 50 arts and craft vendors, delicious food, and kids activities with the Phillips Children's Museum. Live music from Reunited and Tom Burt will fill the streets, along with bake sales, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and local store specials. Visitors can spin the prize wheel for great local prizes, plus Milwaukee Zoo and Mall of America passes. Don't miss the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid-80s. And more sunshine Sunday, windy, a high in the upper 70s to 80, rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Currently 81 degrees.
Listen up. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98Q Country.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know Baby, you're a tall drink. Little tap shit that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got you high in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head. On these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes.
I got my mind. Did you watch two coaches almost fight after a football game last week? Well, after Sawyer Brown, Eli Youngband, and Josh Turner, we'll discuss that. It was George Birch just a moment ago with Mind on You. Here's Sawyer Brown on 98Q Country.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on a swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink verdice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and some girls do. Well, good old boys don't get no breaks, and rich boys think they got what it takes. But there's someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash.
trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Who like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Find redemption staring back into into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Josh Turner with Long Black Train on 98Q. Robert Sala misspoke and Liam Cohen knew it. That's the bottom line up front. But here's the backstory. Last week, the 49ers played the Jaguars. The Jaguars won, and after the game, there was nearly a fight between the Jaguars head coach and the Niners defensive coordinator. A few days before the game, that Niners defensive coordinator, Robert Sala, complimented the Jaguars staff on their game planning strategy. But the problem was he couldn't have worded it any worse than he did. What he meant was that the Jaguars are really good at watching film and at deciphering defensive adjustments that they make when the opponent's offense comes out. Part of that process is analyzing what signals the defenses use on the field and what those signals might mean. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm the quarterback and I take the field. I walk up to the center and I watch the defense. Their middle linebacker holds up two fists and the defense sees that and shifts into a particular formation. I'm going to remember that. Every time this player holds up two fists, the defense moves. I'm going to tell my offense what that means. It's a pretty obvious game planning thought process that all 30 teams do. It's an incredibly normal part of the game, and it always will be. Teams do this while they prepare for their upcoming games, and they even send each other film from previous games, including these signals. It's normal. Now, Robert Sala, likely without thinking, used the wrong phrase for this. He called it sign stealing. It's not hard to tell why that phrase came to mind, but honestly, that makes the mistake even worse. For those unfamiliar with the term, Sign stealing is a phrase that refers to a few different ways teams from various sports collect intel on their opponents. But specifically, that phrase refers to going beyond simply being observant. It usually refers to a methodical fashion, sometimes with technology assistance, with the intent of completely deciphering the hand signals and code words that their opponent uses. Many sports have rules that draw the line that can't be crossed, if you will, and in the last few years, there have been some notable scandals in both pro and college sports, which makes it a hot-button term. And it's a sportsmanship issue, so emotions are, frankly, more involved than necessary. Which is likely why Liam Cohen, the Jaguars' head coach, reacted after their win as though Saleh had disrespected him. The thing is, Cohen knew what Saleh meant. He knew how it was misunderstood, but as Brett Coleman points out, Cohen then had to spend over a week explaining the situation to reporters who were just cranking out sign-stealing headlines. The poor guy was carrying the weight of his colleague's bad word choice and explaining it to reporters who probably don't actually care much about the situation. So that's why a goofy, unathletic head coach was mean-mugging and squaring up against the most muscular assistant coach in the league last week after their game. One mistake turned into two mistakes, turned into two adults acting like children because of their emotions. Operate on facts, fools. Liam, you knew what that was. Put your goofy shoulders down. That's it for football today on 98Q. Another keyword coming after the 5 o'clock mark.
98Q Country.
A&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include Pizza Night, German Night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday, 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen happened to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on, maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing, where you from and what's your favorite drink. She said shut up, come and dance with me, and now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight, don't know what happened last week, don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me. Probably be the one that got away, but right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come
their variety.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
Toes up, middle gym. She was planning a welcome home barbecue. Green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten. Up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. The whole town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched the slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears. And that breeze preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night, and everybody raised an eye, singing, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here once and not forgotten, gone. Up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go.